First up, Australia's human rights record is backsliding. That's according to a report by a coalition of over 100 NGOs, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, refugee, LGBTQIA+, and disability groups. The report identifies what it refers to as critical failings in First Nations injustice, calling for a federal Human Rights Act and a commitment to raising the age of criminal responsibility. The report was released before a major UN human rights review. The Wire's Mel Bakewell spoke with Professor of Law, Amy Maguire, to find out more.
Human rights are for everyone and are universal principles. But of course, certain cohorts of people are more vulnerable to human rights violations than others. At the international level, Australia is most frequently criticised in relation to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and the rights of people who are refugees or asylum seekers or otherwise forced migrants. Australia also lacks specialised protection for the rights of children. More comprehensive human rights protection could address the critique that Australia most often faces at the international level.
This international criticism is captured in the 140 recommendations outlined in a recent report by a coalition of NGOs. Among the recommendations is the call to enshrine human rights in federal legislation. The call comes in anticipation of a quarterly UN rights review process known as the Universal Periodic Review.
Australia is a very committed and enthusiastic participant in the Universal Periodic Review. You know, we definitely believe in the value of this monitoring process and what it can deliver in terms of progressive realisation of human rights and improved human rights records in other countries.
Australia is signatory to core human rights treaties, including the Right of the Child and the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, international laws that are in conflict with many existing policies and practices in Australia, such as imprisoning children under the age of 14.
We have effectively two faces in human rights terms. We have the face that we present externally to the world of Australia as a very serious human rights citizen, but domestically people lack access to their human rights. We don't have a strong system of national accountability for the Australian government.
The NGO Coalition report quotes that Australia's failure to consistently uphold human rights has played a key role in undermining it.
So Amnesty International ran a survey fairly recently that showed that more than half of Australians think that we already have national human rights law. And I think that that's a really good indicator of the weakness of our national human rights culture. What it indicates is a lack of broad community understanding about the nature of the existing system, but also we see a lack of broad community advocacy for an improved human rights system in Australia. The lack of domestic human rights infrastructure is a real problem in terms of Australia being held accountable or being able to make progress against the recommendations that we receive from other countries.
Professor Maguire says that the existing human rights framework in Australia is not comprehensive enough.
We do have anti-discrimination laws that operate nationally and in all of the states and territories. Those anti-discrimination laws are sometimes regarded as a proxy for human rights protection, but they're very limited compared to the international human rights framework, which offers much more explicit and comprehensive human rights protection. Because of this piecemeal rather than comprehensive protection, we also lack a well-developed national human rights culture. So we don't use the language of rights very often because the protections and the remedies for rights violations aren't available or aren't known to people.
In Victoria, Queensland and the Australian Capital Territory, human rights acts have already been made into law and they've been used in a variety of ways.
The Human Rights Law Centre published a report called 101 Cases, Human Rights Acts and Charters Make Our Lives Better. And I'd really recommend that people investigate that report for very accessible and practical examples of how human rights protections in the jurisdictions that have them have been used.
In Queensland, the Act was used to help a victim survivor of family violence avoid eviction from her tenancy, And in Victoria, the Act helped challenge the imprisonment of a young Aboriginal person held in adult detention. In Victoria, it was also used to uphold the right to religious freedom when a Muslim community faced public opposition to the building of a mosque.
You know, it has on the ground been implemented in ways that have supported effectively the rights of individuals and communities.
Professor Maguire says current proposals for human rights reform are currently with the government.
They're evidence-based. They've been subject to broad community consultation. They're well thought through in terms of how they could work within our domestic legal system. So what we really need to see building is commitment to reform and leadership from the federal parliament. The Australian government has an ideal opportunity right now to move towards comprehensive protection for Australians' human rights.
Professor of Law Amy Maguire, speaking with The Wire's Mel Bakewell.